From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander has been killed in Syria. General Hossein Hamedani was killed by Islamic State fighters earlier this week while advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. That's according to a statement released by the Revolutionary Guards. Shiite Iran is a key regional ally of Syria. It has provided military and political support for beleaguered President Bashar al-Assad during his four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebel groups seeking to overthrow him. Meanwhile, the Obama administration says it is pausing and evolving a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip rebels fighting Islamic State militants in Syria. The operation will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and training them in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Instead, the program will provide air support and basic equipment, training, and to vetted opposition group leaders, according to a White House official. In London, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that the program will be similar to one with Kurds in northern Syria.
So we're looking at different ways to achieve basically the same kind of strategic objective, which is the right one, which is to enable capable, motivated forces on the ground to retake territory from ISIL and reclaim Syrian territory from extremism.
The Pentagon-led Train and Equipped program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of several thousand. This is VOA News. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution of 2011. The Nobel Prize Committee in Oslo, Norway, credited the quartet for stabilizing the country at a time when it had reached the brink of civil war. The UN Security Council has given the go-ahead to a European Union military operation targeting human traffickers and smugglers in international waters near Libya. As Margaret Bashir reports, the operation aims to stem the rising flow of migrants and refugees making the often deadly trip across the Mediterranean.
The European operation, called Sophia after a migrant baby, began Wednesday but received near unanimous council backing on Friday. Only Venezuela broke the consensus, abstaining in the vote. Under the British-drafted resolution, European naval forces are authorized for 1 year to stop and search vessels in international waters off the coast of Libya that they suspect of smuggling migrants and refugees. They may also seize and dispose of empty boats to make it harder for criminal networks to repeat their illicit activities. Refugees and migrants found on the boats will be taken to safety in Europe, while smugglers will be prosecuted. Nearly 3,000 people have died making the perilous journey, while thousands more have been abused, beaten, exploited, and abandoned at sea by smugglers and traffickers. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A week of violence between Israelis and Palestinians spread to the Gaza Strip Friday, with Israeli soldiers killing six Palestinians in border clashes, and the Palestinian militant group Hamas calling for more unrest. Hundreds of Palestinians advanced on the Gaza border during a demonstration. They threw rocks and rolled burning tires towards Israeli soldiers stationed on the other side. The Israeli military says its soldiers opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. The demonstration was called in solidarity with Palestinians in Jerusalem and the West Bank, following a spate of stabbings carried out mostly by Palestinians on Israeli citizens and Israeli reprisals for those attacks. In Jerusalem Friday, a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli teenager. Police say the attacker was later arrested. Also Friday, an Israeli stabbed and wounded at least three Palestinians in an apparent revenge attack. On Wall Street, stocks rose with the Standard & Poor's 500 Index posting its strongest weekly gain this year. The S&P was up 0.1% for the week. The index was up 3.3%. The Dow gained 2%, while the Nasdaq rose 0.4%. European and Asian markets were also higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.